Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. I have no interest in the British royal family, or any other royal family for that matter. Royals are just people like everyone else. Our founding fathers ensured in our Constitution that there would be no American royalty, and I agree with their sentiment. However, in light of the recent passing of Prince Philip, the consort of Queen Elizabeth, I read a story that I just couldn't believe. Prince Philip is actually worshipped by a tribe on the island of Tanu in the South Pacific. Their legend goes that the pale-skinned son of their mountain god left their island, married a wealthy and powerful woman, and would return to their island one day. When Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth visited the island in 1974, the island natives were convinced that Prince Philip was their god. Now that Prince Philip has passed away, they will either have to come up with a new deity, or Prince Philip will become even more powerful to them in death. Stay tuned. People have been created to worship God. If we don't worship him, we will find something or someone else to worship. Paul mentions in Romans 1:25 that people, quote, worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. Though Prince Philip worship may sound strange to us, remember that we also worship a human deity who left our world and whose return we are anticipating. The significant difference is our Savior is God in the flesh, not just flesh like Prince Philip. And though our Savior died, he is alive forevermore.